This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. DoorDash, your door to more.
You know who came in handy over our wedding weekend? DoorDash. We were in Savannah getting married, beautiful weekend, but obviously with a baby and a lot going on with planning a wedding, there was a lot of little things we forgot, like batteries. Also, we had a little late night party with some friends, DoorDash some alcohol. It was amazing, you know, when you're, especially when you're in a city that you're not from, well, now he's familiar with Savannah, but you don't have all the convenience of travel and things like that. There is nothing better than having DoorDash by your side to send out and have whatever you need basically delivered right to your door, whether it's food, whether it's snacks, whether it's batteries, whether it's alcohol. DoorDash has you covered.
One of my favorite things about DoorDash is when you are leaving somewhere and you're so hungry and you're like, okay, I'm going to order DoorDash. And by the time I get home,
boom,
it's at the door.
I'm ready.
Hot
it's
and ready.
So good. So whether you're sick at home, you need to restock alcohol for that party, or you just need some essentials that you just don't feel like going out late at night, DoorDash has you covered. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 years or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Vile Files Ask Nick edition. It's our last Ask Nick of the year, not forever, thank God, because where would you all be? Just kidding. Probably fine. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you all had a very wonderful Christmas if you celebrate that kind of thing. And if not, we hope whatever holiday season you cherish the most was pleasant and loving. And hopefully the drama in your family wasn't too exhausting. And we welcome you back after what might have been maybe pleasant or hellish. We don't know. Joined by Allie and Amanda, my social media. What are we calling you ladies these days? Like what? Like social media?
I feel like we have a new title every time.
I don't know.
Yeah, social syndicate died.
Well, you know, it's still your main role. So like, you know, focusing on that. Unless you come up with a new name, I don't know. The ladies, I don't know. Welcome.
The ladies.
Allie, I'd be remiss if I didn't check in, seeing that you're back in Minnesota, which is where Wedding Guy lives. Is there an update? Have we killed him off in our mind? Has he risen from the dead?
Yeah. We did somewhat kill him off in our mind.
Okay,
it was helpful because I like booked this gig, which is why I flew home early, and I just kind of like buried myself in work. So it was really helpful and a nice way to just kind of forget about it. And I texted him on Saturday night because, you know, we remember the good old laptop situation and how he still has that. And I texted him on Saturday asking him if he would just give the laptop to our mutual friends, the ones who got married. And after I sent that text to him, I texted the bride and said, hey, you know, he still has my laptop, but I know he could give it to me. I just think it'd be easier if he gave it to you and then you could give it to me if that's okay with you. Fun fact, they were together as I sent them both those texts. So that was super fun and great timing on my part.
And best friend sold you under the river, down the river. Is it down there? I don't know. Like,
no, I knew because he, wedding boy, texted me back saying, ha ha ha, I'm with them right now.
So she did sell you out.
No. Oh my gosh. No, the bride is would never. But she was like, absolutely, I'll grab it for you. No worries.
Okay.
And then he said, oh, I'm actually with them right now. Yeah, I can give it to them another time, or, you know, I could just always drop it off. And I was like, oh. So he dropped it off on Sunday. And
so he did
a nice little
it off.
Chat. Yeah. We had a nice chat about life. I joked about, we were like making jokes about him like dating other people and other people from the wedding. And I was like, you know what? Go for
it. Who made that joke? You making them, Allie?
Yeah. Like, is he a dick or did you torture yourself? I don't understand. Which one?
It wasn't torture. I think he at one point was like, oh, do you have any plans or whatever? And he was like, yeah, my other girlfriend or my girlfriend. And I was like, damn, you move fast. That's great. And I was like, you know what? Is it such and such? Would you ever consider dating her? Like another girl from the wedding? But it felt very like good. And then he left and he was saying, you know, it'd be great to like hang out with, you know, our mutual friends in the future or spend time, you know, it'd be great to hang out as friends and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yes, sure. Sounds good. And then he left and he texted me that he had asked them to hang out like as a group of four. And they had told him that they're just like jam packed with the holidays. And then he asked, he was like, but like, we could always do something. And I just haven't responded.
I'm weirdly invested. I feel because
you were like, they're going to get back together.
That's the thing. I usually don't recommend this, obviously, when the people call, but I feel like, again, an argument can be made that there was a preemptive dismissal of this budding thing. But it's a really, you can argue both. And we kept talking about it after Allie mentioned it on the podcast when we were going to our cars. And like, again, there's like an argument to be made that like, either way, this is a selfish time in your life. And so this is the time of your life to take risks. And like what we were saying, like, it's a time of your life to take risks to like say, well, you know, fuck it, we'll see where it goes. Or like I said before, like he ultimately could end up just being a distraction for you to go after all the things you're going after right now. You know, like you could get real, like you could start dating him and get really comfortable. And then all of a sudden, and like I said, as soon as like something doesn't go right, it would be really.
I hand Nick my 2 weeks notice and I say, I'm moving home.
So, he wants me to come back and you know what? Fuck it. You know, I don't know. Interesting. No wrong answers. I don't think it's the last we'll hear from him. It's a gut feeling.
I know. Now I feel like I have a tiny Nick in my head, like advising me on every situation, whether or not the real Nick advises me on things. I hear his voice.
I really don't know what you should. I don't think there's a wrong answer to this one. I think.
Well, that's comforting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like whatever. It's too new to like decide whether like, I don't know, but it's fascinating. Well, why don't you get a head start on those New Year's resolutions, especially if your New Year's resolution has anything to do with your fitness, because FitOn is the number one premier free fitness app, and it is redefining the workout experience. FitOn workouts are always free to use. Free. Don't we love free? Let's meet our goals and spend no money doing it. FitOn offers workouts for all fitness levels and is easy to follow. Access over 1,000 workouts anytime, anywhere. FitOn has workouts as short as 5 minutes, so there is no excuses to skip a workout. Over 10 million plus people already use FitOn. Widest variety of workout styles include cardio, HIIT, strength training, toning, Pilates, yoga, kickboxing, bar, and more. You'll never get bored with FitOn. Stream on your TV, your laptop, your app, your phone, doesn't matter. No excuses. FitOn is there to get you where you want to go. Take classes with world-class trainers, including Cassie Ho, Jeanette Jenkins, and Caroline Pierce. The Caroline Pierce? Amazing. Take classes alongside celebrities like Gabrielle Union, Julianne Hough, and more. More than 355 star reviews, featured in Forbes, Us Weekly, People, Women's Health, and more. Join over 10 million people getting their FitOn workout for free anytime, anywhere. Text FILES, F-I-L-E-S, to 64,000 to join FitOn for free. Text FILES to 64,000. That's FILES, F-I-L-E-S, to 64,000. Wouldn't it be nice if there was something for other people in relationships, whether you're in the beginning of a relationship or the middle of a relationship or you've been dating forever? Maybe like exercises you could do as a couple to get to know each other, ask questions about each other. Like sometimes we just get in our routines and we talk about the same shit over and over. Well, Relish is here for you to relish those moments with your partner and spark conversations you've never thought to having. Relish, an app that is helping couples connect better than ever before. How exciting is it to get a notification that your partner has left you a love note in the app? Ooh. Things you find out about your partner that you already didn't know. I mean, hey, listen, I think we take for granted how much more we have to learn from the people we've been with forever. So if you've ever feel maybe kind of distant with your husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, and if you ever wish you could just feel closer to them, connect more with your loved ones with Relish. A fantastic new app that everyone on Instagram is talking about, which helps you communicate better, understand each other more, learn important relationship skills that nobody else teaches you, all in just 5 minutes a day.
Relish honestly feels like meditating, like, or mindfulness for a relationship, because it's just the little things. Like, I think it's so fun, the quiz thing. I've been doing those. And it's just really, it's very like playful, but at the core of it, it's also so nice when you feel like somebody else is like earnestly trying to make me a priority and learn more about me. It just makes me feel so like seen and like someone's on my team.
Join an app, have some fun, get to know each other. Relish is offering our listeners 50% off their Relish prescription. That's 50% off, half off. Go to hellorelish.com/VIAL to receive 50% off today. That's hellorelish.com/VIAL. Anyway, we got a great episode for you. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, don't forget to send in your questions at asknickatcastme.com. Make sure to tune in Wednesday. We're doing our first ever year in review, or, you know, it's like a year in review, best of, like big moments from the year.
It's like Spotify Wrapped, but for Vile Files.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And we have like some highlights. It's a mix of like top interviews, some great Ask Nick moments, some memorable like stories about ourselves, some like things that we learned, you know, all of the above. I'm actually really wasn't sure how it would come together, but I was quite pleased. I think for all the people, especially the people who maybe found us this year, maybe you haven't listened to all the episodes, I think it will be a really great way to finish off this year and do a quick review with us. So be sure to check that out on Wednesday. You won't want to miss it. If nothing else, let's get to our callers.
What's your time with Nick? Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
How's it going?
It's going really well.
What's your name?
My name is Kelly. I'm 27 years old.
How can I help?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I have a doozy for you. The pandemic happens. Whole world shuts down. And I'm trying not to say too much without saying too much. So the pandemic shuts down, happens, the world shuts down, and I'm trying to find someone who could provide me a service online virtually. And I'm looking for that on Instagram. I find this person.
What do you mean by service? You're anonymous. Get specific.
That's true. It's so personal training.
Okay. You're looking for a personal trainer.
Yes, I was looking for a personal trainer. I forgot that I'm anonymous, yeah. So that's true. I know that sounds so weird.
I wasn't sure.
Okay. No.
I wasn't expecting a personal trainer with the way you're answering that.
I know. I made it, now that I think about it, that sounded very sketchy.
You're totally anonymous. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was looking for a virtual personal trainer. And I find someone on Instagram, great, and set up a meeting, and you know, things kind of go from there, and we start training on a weekly basis, and it was fine for the first 2 to 3 months, and then it went from here's my number, just text me, and we can do it on FaceTime, it'll be much easier. I was like, okay. And then things kind of went from outside of training to FaceTiming about our day, or, oh my God, this happened to me. Let me call you really quick. Let me text you, Snapchat, whatever.
How did you find, like, you found him on Instagram, but like, this is a personal trainer. Like their page was like, hey, hit me up if you want some personal training. Okay.
Yes. It wasn't just like, this was not like a sliding into the DMs.
Gotcha.
Flirty situation at first.
Gotcha.
It wasn't my intention. What happened was not my intention, but you know. So
now you're FaceTiming, you're talking about your day. It's escalated, you know, past.
It escalated, yes. And it got to the point where I kept pretending like it wasn't escalating. He would say things and then I would kind of be like, oh, who, me? No, you know? And then, whatever, things just escalated from there. And then we went from talking, you know, once a week to every single day. Context, we don't live in the same state. And then an opportunity comes up for me to go to where he lives. And I tell him that. And he says, awesome. When do you get here? I tell him. And then the first thing he asks is who's picking you up from the airport? And I said, oh, no one. I'm landing really late. I'm just going to Uber. And he's like, absolutely not. I'm picking you up. Okay, great. He drives, you know, 45 minutes to pick me up at the airport, to drive another 45 minutes to drop me off at my friend's apartment. I wasn't expecting anything to really happen. But I end up hanging out with him, and the first, you know, time we hang out, we spend the night together, but nothing happens. Nothing, like, we don't go all the way.
You didn't have sex.
Correct.
Okay.
So, but a more context, I never planned on pursuing anything, or kind of, you know, when it started to get more and more flirty and the sexual tension and whatever, I was kind of like, you know, if I meet him and we hook up, it'll be a fun time. And that's about it. But then I met him in person, and that kind of flew out the window.
In what way? Like, you were super turned on by him, or?
Like him being super hot is like not the best thing about him. You know what I mean? Like, he surpassed my expectations in every way.
You really liked him.
I did. Yes. But I need to give you context of like why this is a situation. He was on reality TV back a few years ago.
What show?
And I can't say. Why? I can't say, because that'll just be a dead giveaway. I can't say. It's no one from Bachelor Nation.
What show?
So
is it?
I can't say. I cannot say. Okay.
Does it have one weight trainer on it?
I
hate
know.
To burst your bubble, but like, personal trainers are a dime a dozen in reality TV.
No, I know. I know. But the show that he was on was only had one season. But because of the show he was on, he got an opportunity to do this other show that when we kind of started all of this, it was always, I'm going to leave in 2 months to film. So I had that in my head, and I was like, okay, so like, if you go visit or go see him, who cares? Like, go have fun and then deal with the consequences when you go back home emotionally, if there are any. And so I end up, okay, so I'm going to leave on the show. And he was always saying how he wasn't looking to like find a girlfriend before leaving. And I was like, oh, I'm chill girl. I'm so cool. Like, I can just hook up and like not catch feelings. Who cares? Right. Well, okay. So I go, I'm there in where he lives, and we end up spending like 3 dates together.
Why are you whispering?
I can hear I'm at my parents' house, and I can hear them walking. So I'm like starting to lower the volume.
Gotcha.
Sorry. So we end up spending 3 days together, but nothing happens. But the first night that I spent there, I was not anticipating that to happen. I wake up the next day and I'm like, okay, I'm going to change, hop in an Uber and go back to my friend's apartment. He's like, no, wait, where are you going? What are you doing? There's no rush for you to leave. You can stay. I'm like, okay, like, this is kind of weird. Like, I don't really know how to approach this. And he's like, I have to do like two things, run two errands. You can stay here. I'll come back and I'll like drive you back. I'm like, okay, great. I end up spending the entire day with him, and he like didn't want me to leave.
He's like, Did you want to leave?
No, but I had to, because I had obligations. It was a Sunday night, and I had obligations the next day. So, you know, that just threw me off, because I was hoping he was going to be a dick and suck and not respect me, so I could be like, oh, well, whatever, you know, do it for the story. And that didn't happen. So, okay, I visited him the first time, and I end up spending 3 days with him. Nothing happened, and I was like very confused and kind of, I've never experienced that. You know what I mean? You have sleepovers with a guy, you're half naked in his bed, and him not, you know, go further. So the last day that I'm there, I confront him, because I was so like thrown off by all of this, and I just ask, what's the hesitation? Like, what is the hesitation? Because I am have never experienced this in my whole entire life.
She's like, why haven't we fucked, yo?
I politely, you know, and then I said, all I said to him was, what's the hesitation? And he said, why? Because we haven't slept together. And I was like, I mean, kinda. And then he basically just went on this like whole spiel. And I think he wanted to believe what he was saying to me. I was kind of like, okay, whatever, buddy. He said a bunch of personal things. And then he said two things. I'm scared to ruin what we have. And two, I would hate for something to happen. And then you go do the show and then you see something that you feel hurt by or hear something, whatever, sure. Which to me is like a cop out, but
I don't think it was a cop out.
Okay. And so that happens. And I felt like I kind of just flew out his front door. It was kind of awkward. I was leaving the next day and I thought to myself, that's it. I am never going to hear from him. Like, that's it. Sure.
So what, I mean, when he said that though, why didn't you be like, listen, I'm going to be real with you. I want to have sex. And I really don't care what you do afterwards.
Yeah.
And I assume that you're going to go and you will do some shit. But if you're down, I'm down right now. YOLO. Why didn't you say that?
I guess because I was scared. A little bit of a chicken shit. That tends to be my MO. I have... Okay.
So you chickened out. Whatever. You didn't...
Yes. Okay. We'll get to the... And then the thing that... So I leave. It's kind of weird. I'm like, I am never going to hear from him again. Who cares? You know, it'll be a funny happy hour story. And then I land back home and bing, he starts communication as usual. He reached out to me like all the time, every single day in some capacity, whether it's text, Snap, Instagram, whatever. His name popped up on my phone constantly. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, you know? And I, for myself, just kind of started to pull back because I was like, I'm attached and I'm going to get hurt. So I should just like the Homer Simpson gif, slowly back away into a bush. Sure. But that, as much as I tried, it's like, today's the day. I'm not talking to him. Today's the day. The end of the day would come and his name would pop up on my phone. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So this happened in like January, February comes around and he basically like, I don't know if he was drunk or whatever. One night just like says, I regret not making better use of our time when we were together. I was like, okay. And he was basically like, I regret not having sex with you. And basically saying that he missed me and kind of implying all of those things. And I was really surprised and shocked. I was like, okay. Then cut to March, communication's still the same. And he was supposed to leave in February to film. It gets pushed. I'm like, okay. I was dying for him to leave. So I was like, just go so I can like rip the Band-Aid off.
Question. Were you a fan of the show that he was on?
No. I wasn't really like when we started training, I was kind of like, it sounds kind of familiar, whatever. And then in the beginning when we were friends, looked it up.
Did he have a following?
I didn't really know. I didn't know who he was until I found him on Instagram.
Gotcha.
I don't really care about like, I don't know if it's good. So I work in media in the entertainment industry. So I don't know if maybe it's that. I just didn't care about that.
Okay. You didn't care. Okay. Like, but you liked him and whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Like the fact like you have 90,000 followers on Instagram or whatever. That's great. Congratulations. You know, if that's how you make your money, by all means do it. But that's not what.
It wasn't influencing your attraction.
No, not at all. Not at all. If anything, I kept trying to like not catch feelings. I was like, no, but he's like a dick because.
But you didn't feel like he had more power than you had?
No. And in the moment where he told me he regretted, everything in the previous months, I felt like I had the power.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. And we continued communication as usual. And I I mean, we talked all the time. There would be nights where I was up till 3 a.m. because of the time difference. And, you know, just sexually charged conversations and things like that. So
sending nudes?
Yeah, you know, the works.
Were you guys sending nudes before you went out there?
Yes.
So you were sending nudes and then didn't hook up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I don't do that. I don't. I have never.
Sure, no one does that. I get it. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm serious. I have never felt comfortable with anyone. Fine. To yeah. like.
You like them. Go yeah. there,
you know?
You don't and have then, to disqualify it. I'm just.
No, I know. I know. I know.
So where are we now? Where are we now?
Okay.
What can I help
okay.
you with?
Okay. So I go back to where he lives in March and we end up hooking up. Completely, like all the way.
You did. All right.
Yes. Whew. So I see him again in March. We end up hooking up. And then after that, I'm like, okay, this will be it. I'm never going to hear from him again. Like, he got what he wanted. So did I. And that'll be it. We'll be done. Sure enough, that didn't happen.
Why did you think that?
Because I just kept telling myself that to assume, to protect myself, I guess. I was like, no.
You weren't really... Okay. I mean, you're kind of contradicting yourself. Like,
in what way?
Well, because like, if you're really protecting yourself and you right. felt like he was going to like hit it and quit it, then you shouldn't yeah. hang out with him.
Okay. So this circles back to yeah, I guess I'm saying I was protecting myself, but I'm probably lying.
But that's why I'm asking, like, you know, what, like, did you feel like he had more power? Like what, like, yeah, he's good looking or whatever, and he's nice, but like,
not at all. I think
I'm just trying to figure out why you were so captivated, but yet you kept hanging out with him, and
yeah,
you kept going, and then you just kept you kept telling yourself he was gonna eventually be the cliche that you assumed he would be,
right? Which he never was. And I think it was. I knew that if we went to the point that we did, I was going to be devastated after, because he was always leaving to go film. And I just kept telling myself whatever I had to tell myself to feel okay.
Is it a reality love thing? Is he like expected to make out with people?
Yeah. Yeah. So we hook up in March and communication continues as usual. And the production or filming keeps getting pushed back. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, just like leave already so I can deal with this. And, you know, I kept telling myself, oh no, I don't really like him. And my friends would ask me, like, you know, what's the deal? And I would just keep saying, oh no, it's just like friends with benefits, whatever. But that's not true. Like, truth is, caught feelings, still have them. Working them out, and I guess to some, and then he leaves to film.
How right? was the sex?
It was great.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I'm very big on feeling safe and comfortable, and I've been in situations
like
where that's.
He seemed like he was a very attentive
yes.
guy. Like that was a priority for him. Clearly, he took two rounds to.
Dude, I can't even. So, and he leaves the film, and then I'm like, okay, now that'll be it. Then he comes back, and he hasn't even left. He filmed out of the country. He hasn't even like left the place they were filming in, and he's messaging me. Oh, hey, I'm still here in quarantine, but I just got my phone back. I'm done.
Okay, so,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, no. Hold on. This is the last part. A week after he comes back, he tells me he came back with someone from the show.
Oh, he's like, oh, by the way, I.
Correct.
I met someone on the show.
And so I said, well, it's awesome. If you're happy, I'm happy. And then I was like, peace out. I'm going to exit stage left. And like, I need to completely back away from him.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, I have friends telling me before he left, you should tell him how you feel. You should tell him how you feel. He came back. He tells me he comes back with someone. They're like, you should still tell him. You have tenure, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, look at all the stuff you guys went through, blah, 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 blah. You should tell him how you feel. So now that you have the whole shit show of a situation, please deliver your thoughts.
So this is where we're at? You like recently yes. found out he...
Yes. It's been like within the past 2 months, and I've just completely like, I don't really, outside of text.
When did you find out that he left the show with someone?
Like then, a week after. Like about 2 months ago.
And have you talked to him since?
Since he told me?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
But a little bit. Who's reached out to who?
So it was kind of 50-50. It was on Snapchat and stuff. And then I kind of stopped responding to that. And then, you know, there was one day where I was, I muted him on social media because I just don't need to see anything. And you know, I DM'd him on Instagram the other day and he responds. That's the thing. Like every time, if I've ever reached out to him, he
DM'd him
immediately. I DM'd him. Yes.
What'd you DM him?
I just replied to one of his Instagram stories. Okay. Yeah. And then he replied and then I replied and then I was like, okay, you know, that's about it. And I haven't talked to him. I think it's been almost a month, but, it's just been hard because I'm trying to be so like mature and an adult about it, but it's like, I don't know how to, this is such a weird situation to be in.
I don't know if you're trying, I'm trying to be hard, mature and adult. I get that. You're not necessarily handling it maturely. I wouldn't say it's immature, but you're,
I mean, it's probably not healthy.
Yeah. I mean, you're like this all the time.
Or is it what do you mean?
Well, because this so like tiptoeing around and you were so guarded the whole time. And
yeah.
Are you like that all the time?
No, I would say not with like friends or family.
No, I'm talking about guys you like.
But okay, so this is not the first time I've been in a situation where I'm not telling someone how I really feel to keep the friendship. To like be friends, because the image I present to them is like, wow, she's so calm, cool, collected, chill girl, like great, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a clear answer for you, you know. I can't sit there and be like, oh, he definitely likes you or whatever. I mean, for the fact that he was so cautious with you in between the first time he went on and he was going back, like
yeah.
He's probably cautious because in this day and age, if he knows he's going back, he knows like he's being safe. He doesn't want to, it's just like weird purgatory, you know, people in Bachelor Nation, when they leave a show and they want to go, then they're thinking they hope to get asked to go on Paradise the next season.
Oh, 100%.
You know, they're very, you know, especially guys are very, well, some are just out there slinging it and kind of dumb.
Right.
Like other guys are just careful because it's like, you know, for all the stories like you broke up with me to go on a TV show, you know, like
they're trying to avoid
stuff like that, but they're trying to live their lives and there's not a clear answer for that. So it makes sense to me that he was reserved and guarded.
No reason,
so I don't think that was a line, but either way, you know, and so the fact that he's doing this TV thing, you're dealing with a guy who's wrapped up in this kind of, you know, for the most part is a silly reality TV experience that will feel like this, like it'll feel like a big deal and it will die down quickly.
Right.
There are certainly elements of him being financially motivated to want to be in a relationship out of this TV 100%. Show. So you don't really know. There's a lot of variables. So
there are. And let me tell you, you know, before he's very much, I mean, he told me everything and
whatever, you know, probably because it's hard in that world. You don't know who you could trust and you built a level of trust and
yeah. And I would never, you know,
doesn't mean he loves you or, you know,
no.
Just
I mean, look,
he felt comfortable.
Right. And before, you know, things escalated, we did build this really good friendship and said a lot to each other, you know? But it's hard because now it's like, and like the shit is going to come out and I have to like deal with that. And I just not watch TV for the whole month.
Was that like, I mean, it's not like,
it's not, it hasn't come out yet. I don't know. When
you didn't watch it before.
Out.
You don't have to watch it again. It's not going to get that much press. You know, you know, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Yeah, I guess it's just hard because
it's really simple. It's actually not that complicated. You just have to decide whether you're willing to like potentially get hurt, and you're already disappointed and you're already thinking about it. And if I were you, I would shoot your shot. I would. It's already taking up a lot of your energy, a lot of your, you know, time. Mm-hmm. So you just reach out to them and come clean and be like, hey, listen, I've been thinking about our time together. I've been thinking about it a lot. I've spent a lot of time with you trying to play it cool and trying, you know, not to like you or be guarded. And every time I was with you, I always felt closer with you. And I know you were always, I know you had a lot on your plate. I know you were thinking about not only the relationship we were building, but, you know, going on the show. And I totally respect and get, like, you were always honest with me that this could be a possibility. So I appreciate that. I get that you met someone. I don't really know where you're at with this. But I just know that after realizing and thinking about the relationship, I hope it doesn't work out with this person, because I want to, like, I want to try with you. Like, I want to, like, stop pretending not to like you and stop pretending to be friends. And I would put it at, anytime someone shoots the shot like this, I always say, like, assume there's a 20% chance it'll work out. You know? Prepare yourself for the worst.
Oh, yeah. Always. You
know? Like, and right now, he's kind of probably feeling, you know, the world's probably very, in his world is very complicated. He's probably confused. Yes. What should I do? But plant the seed and walk away. If that's what you want, you know?
Yeah.
Because you, and keep in mind, you can always change your mind. You can always decide not to like him in the future. He could come back to you and you guys could break up a year later. You could see something on the show and go, ew, you know? But right now you are dealing with the what if, what, you know, the regret aspect of like playing it cool or being too guarded. And and like, if nothing else, this could be a good exercise for you for like, stop, like, you know, we can hurt ourselves by trying to protect ourselves too much, as you seem to be doing, you know? So like the thing that you were afraid of is happening. You know, you liking him and then you feeling rejected. That's our, and then here you are. You seem fine and level headed. You didn't like, you're not, you can get out of bed. You're doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you might have to relapse a little bit and experience that one more time again, but if you think the chances of this working out, like if there's a possibility, you will feel good by shooting your shot. And all you have to do is deal with a little bit of rejection. So if I were you, that's what I would do.
Just shoot my shot. All right.
If you like him, if you think he's, if you think he's a catch and, you know, and, you know, minus this reality TV experience that he's going through, it's kind of whatever, messy. I mean, again, like this world can't, like, it can change people. He can, you know, but if you think he's level-headed and you think he sees the big picture in life and it's just an experience, you know, I get it. You don't have much to lose, I guess, is what the way I'm looking at it.
That's true. That's
minus
true.
A little bruise of the ego.
Yeah. Bruising my ego for sure. Okay. I will shoot my shot.
If you think he's worth it, you know. No regrets, you know?
I guess no regrets, YOLO. I've been YOLO throughout this whole situation, so.
Yeah, kind of.
In my version.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what I think you should do.
Okay. I will. All right. I will.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the advice.
All right. My pleasure.
Bye.
All right. Take care. How's it going?
Doing good. My name is Beth. I am 26 years old.
How can I help, Beth?
So it's actually kind of funny. A couple years ago, I wrote into you on Instagram, and I was in a very tough situation with a previous relationship. I was engaged, and I was trying to go through therapy to try to save the relationship. And you told me not to do that because there was no way that a therapist could fix my relationship. And I was like,
you called in or I like responded on questions with Nick or how?
Yeah, it was on Instagram.
What did I say? Yeah.
It was a,
did
I
you
have
screenshot
a
screenshot it? There you go.
So So I said, fiance of 4 years no longer says he loves me, but is going to therapy. Should I keep trying? And you said, Nola, you know, it's worse than a failed engagement, a failed marriage.
And that then was you? Like,
yeah.
That was early on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really early on. It was,
yeah. I mean, if you said, yeah, but well, yeah, that's the thing. Therapy can't make someone love you, you know?
Yes. And I have learned that. That was very, eye-opening experience for myself. He's my first relationship and we had like the whole wedding planned and the like everything planned. And so it was quite the, wake-up call, I guess. Like,
who ended it?
Well, there was another lady involved. And so with a lot of, it just became really toxic. And then finally, after fighting for some time and then getting that message, I was like, I'm done.
Okay.
But he obviously was already out the door before I knew that was even an option.
Okay. So where are we now?
Now I'm in a great relationship. My spouse is fantastic. He's amazing. But I doubt myself. There's always the but. But I doubt myself and whether or not like this person is my person. And like, I've been with him for about 2 years now. And I mean, everything's good. It's just like, I feel like in my last relationship, I thought like he was the one, like absolutely, like, I was head over heels over him. He's my first love. And he betrayed me to like, I've never been cheated on, obviously, because that was my first real relationship. And so it was very traumatizing, I guess you would say. I don't know. I've gone through therapy for it all. I feel like I've learned a lot from it. But now another little story about me is my mom has been married 4 times and I've gone through 3 divorces with her previous relationships. And so there's this fear of like, failing in a relationship that I don't, and I've already failed in the engagement. I know
you didn't fail in the engagement. I would stop saying that. Yeah, you know.
That's fair.
So about this current partner, is it more fears about you being blindsided again and fully allowing this partner in and trusting him, or is it about you feel you're with him because you feel really comfortable and safe, but at the same time, you're not sure how strong your feelings are for him? Which one is it?
I would say definitely the second one. He's the most trustworthy person. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that he would ever do that to me. And there's
so
no fear in that.
What do you feel like this relationship could be missing?
He's just a very old soul. I feel like he's just very...
What does that mean?
I'm a yes person. So if I want to go skydiving, I'm going to go do those things. I'm going to go on trips. I'm going to like, I always am seeking the next adventure, where he's more like, he keeps me grounded, which is good because I can be very like, I don't care. Like, does I he, feel like I just...
Do you feel like you two balance each other out in that regard? Or is he winning more than you're winning? Who... Do you feel like you guys have an equal amount of compromising?
Yeah, I would
like,
say
like, does he
so.
Say yes to some of the adventures you want to go on versus once in a while you're like, yeah, okay.
To an extent, I would say yes. We have gotten the opportunity to travel a little bit, but our ideas of fun are completely different. Like, if we go to the ocean, like, I want to go scuba diving or I want to go snorkeling. And he's like, absolutely not. And I'm like, okay, I have friends that can fill that space for me, or my family that's very active in that world.
He's like, I think he's completely adverse to scuba diving.
Yeah. He has like a huge fear of the ocean.
Okay. So he has a fear of the ocean. What about skydiving? Does he have fear of falling?
Oh, absolutely not. He doesn't like heights.
What does he like? I mean, it's not like the only two options in the world are scuba diving and skydiving, but... Like,
right. I would say he's just very simple. He's just a very simple guy. Like, if we just go for a drive, that's our time. Or we work out together, that's definitely one of his passions. Or just going out with friends, not like a party scene, but like just like socializing in that sense. Where I'm more of like, I want to go dancing and I want to do like all of these things.
So like, he never wants to go dancing. I mean, again, it's interesting that you're saying this, right? Because like, as I've gotten older, and if you listen to the show, like I 100% prioritize, and I say this over and over, feeling safe and how you feel in the relationship and how people love you. And
right.
That to me is important. You know, finding someone to do your favorite hobbies with, less important to me, because you can do it with other people, you know, friends right. and things like that. Skydiving, scuba diving, like, you know, how much skydiving and scuba diving can you possibly be doing that it's a huge issue if your partner doesn't do it with you? Would it be nice if they did? Great. But like, I personally, for me, wouldn't want to give up, like, you know, when we disagree, we can talk through it versus argue and scream. You know, I trust.
And we're able to do that.
And they trust me. And like, I value those things. On the flip side, like, he does need to like, not be like, he doesn't get to say, I don't do any of these things. And, you know, cause like scuba diving, dancing, fine. Taking you out dancing, if you want to go dancing right now, he needs to say yes to that stuff once in a while. And you need to hold him accountable for being like, listen, I get you're afraid of the ocean. I get you don't want to go skydiving. But like, I think it's fair for me to have you go dancing with me once in a while. You know,
right.
I think it's fair for you to, you know, what can we compromise on? Here's the things I want to do sometimes. It would be nice to do some of these with you. Which ones do you want to do?
I've tried that. What does he say?
Well, because if he's just like, nah, then that's selfish of him.
Yes. I would not say it. I would say a lot of it has to do where we live, which we are in a smaller rural town, and there's like a bigger city, like a bigger town that we have to, about an hour
okay,
and for us to get there. And
so he doesn't want to drive.
He's an old man. I feel like he just has this like old, like he's just so.
Well, fine.
I'm not.
It's not an excuse. I mean, he's got a.
Fair.
There are things that like my girlfriend likes to do that aren't like on the top of the thing that I'm dying to do, but I like recognize that like, I'm choosing to date this person,
right?
You know, and she was never going to, you know, be perfect in the sense that like she's going to love everything I love and want to do everything I want to do. There's a lot of things that really work out. Like we have similar eating habits. We like a lot of the same foods. There's a lot of convenient things about a lot of things we do, and there's some inconvenient like things about our relationship. I think that's every couple.
Right.
And when it comes to the inconvenience of things that you like more than them and vice versa, like it's nice to be able to compromise once in a while. And it's nice to like have that person like come out with us and do things and not drag their feet and complain the whole time. Also recognize exactly. that maybe it's not their favorite thing to do. So you don't ask them to do it all the time. And like, you're not like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's compromise.
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel like that's like one thing we have a battle on. And like another thing, which is, I feel so silly for even saying stuff, because he's literally the most perfect person. He supports me, my schooling.
He's not perfect. We've just talked for 10 minutes how he's not perfect. Sure, he's a nice guy, but that's not perfect. Perfect would be like, hey, babe, I want to surprise you. Let's take an hour. We're going to go dancing tonight. I know it's not my favorite thing to do, but tonight's about you. That would be perfect. He hasn't done that. Stop calling him perfect. He's pretty nice.
Yes, he's very nice.
He's really good at a lot of things, and that's great. It's great to recognize him for that, but don't be afraid to
call him on his bullshit. Leading with that would be like more of his romance side of things. Like he's just not intentional with, like he thinks he is, and we've had the talks. We've had like a, you know, I like to be loved this way. This is the way I like, you know, I try to have these conversations. I'm going into behavioral health and want to be a therapist eventually. And so like, I'm very in tune with my mental health and like how to approach things or what I've learned through therapy myself. And so it's an adjustment for him, but it's like, he does like for instance, this for my birthday this year, he didn't get me anything, which is, it was a little hard because I go huge on these like for Christmas or birthdays. And like, he didn't see the issue until like actually like last night when I was booking a trip for us for Christmas, that he has no idea what we're doing. But like, I do all of these things to keep the relationship like fun and adventurous, but he's just like, I'm cool just sitting on the couch. Like,
well, you, it's fair to you expect a little more. I mean, you just, you're not asking for a lot. You're just asking for something, it sounds like. And
just a small moment.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's fair to ask. And you should say, hey, listen, like, shit like this only gets worse.
Right.
If you don't make an effort to make it better. He doesn't have to like doing it. He has to know that you like doing it. And then when he chooses to do it because you like doing it, he doesn't make it so obvious that he hates it. He's doing it for you. And why is he unwilling to do these things for you?
I think he's uncomfortable.
How is that uncomfortable?
It's more of like his own.
Well, you know, part of being in a relationship is getting out of your...
They can't dance.
It sounds like you are just asking for the gesture, and maybe if it's not dancing, you know, plan a date or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Just the intentional stuff. Like, that's the biggest thing. And I think that's like
something in
that,
a hotel in the big city, you know.
Yep.
Plan a massage date or whatever. It's not that hard.
And I give him these hints. It's like he just doesn't grasp it. Like, he's like all talk and not a lot of action in that sense. And so it's just like, I don't want to become resentful because I do enjoy our time together.
And you said all these things to him?
Yes.
And, and he says, I don't care?
No, he says he'll try.
Have you framed it like this? It's like, do you think I'm being unreasonable to ask you these things? And do you think I'm being more unreasonable? Or do you feel like I'm being a nag because you say you're going to and you don't? Like, I'm just asking for a little here.
No, you know? I haven't approached it in that way.
You know, like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just, like, you know, have you talked about love languages with him?
I've tried, and he gets so, like,
I mean, you call him an old soul. He's acting like he's 13. Like, ew, love languages, weird. I can't talk about it. Like,
well, I think the biggest thing is because I'm going into behavioral health, he always feels, and my mom's a therapist as well. And so he always calls it therapeutizing. And so he approaches it in this way of that I'm like trying to like change. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to like.
Well, no, you're just like.
Teach you my way. Like, what like makes me feel good. And it's just like, I think he like shuts down when it like comes in. He's like, you're using your education behind it. And I'm like, no.
Okay.
I'm
well,
using the things I've learned.
Well, that shouldn't be. He shouldn't be threatened by that. Stop calling him perfect though.
Okay. Well, he's not perfect.
I mean that is because, like, I don't want you to overcompensate, you know, for what happened to you in the past. And it's like, oh, no, but he's perfect, but he's perfect, but he's perfect. We get that a lot. People coming in, calling in, telling me how perfect the relationship is, and then, you know, proceed for the next 20 minutes to tell me.
I feel like I just get it from other people. They're like, wow, you really have such a great guy. You have, and I'm like, I do, but, like, I just need, like,
I don't get to do anything I want. He never goes out of his way for me, you know?
Yeah.
And again, like I'm a shitty planner. I can get set in my ways. I could definitely be more of a romantic, you know, I can get lazy with those things. I'm not like out there being like, I do this all the time, but I recognize that like, I got to step it up sometimes. And when Natalie is like, you know, kind of checks me, it's like, I can be fair about the things I'm not doing a good job at, and then try to like step it up and just say, you know what, just so you know, I do care. You know, I wanted to show you, you know, and I think that's fair for every relationship to ask for. And if he's just like, no.
I don't think he's like saying no to everything. It's more of just like, well, you always have things planned on the weekends for us, which, I mean, I do plan a lot of stuff.
Well, if you're always planning things, but like, just say, hey, listen, like, you just got to compromise. And he's got to like stop like making you feel bad for therapy or whatever. Just be like, hey, man, this is how I feel.
Yeah, because I was not a nice person in my last relationship. I learned a lot. Yeah. Hindsight's 2020, and there's a lot of things I did wrong in it. But the relationships are completely different. Obviously, they're different.
But he does say yes to the things you plan, though, a lot. As long as you know it's like, doesn't include driving, dancing, and scuba diving.
It doesn't require much effort, yes. A lot of it is like with my family. And so he's an only kid. And so he comes from a family that he just has like his parents. And so then there's my family that we're always doing involved things and doing a lot of activities. And so it's a huge adjustment for him. And so he's always like, we're spending so much time with your family. I'm like, this is a priority of mine. Like, and so he does put up with a lot that way.
Oh, so, okay. So he spends time with your family a lot and that's a priority for you.
Yes.
So, okay. So he does do that.
Yes. And we do a lot of weird stuff. I mean, not weird stuff, but like we go on vacations together and
it's a lot.
Yeah. We've gone on quite a few vacations.
With your family.
With my family.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Maybe it's
perfect. It is a lot.
Maybe it's perfect.
Right? Just kidding.
Yeah, I think you just try to have to figure out what you're asking and how much you're asking of him. And there's something he's not doing that's making you feel a little bit unloved, I guess.
Yeah.
But don't, you know.
I just don't want it to get like vanilla. Like, I just don't want my relationship. Like, I just don't want it to be like.
I think maybe you need it. Yeah, if that.
Maybe I need to check myself and not.
Yeah, because it's good that you don't want to be projecting, but don't. It's good that you are conscious of that, but like that can be an obsession of yours because of what happened in your past relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, you gotta chill out a little bit. So.
Easier said than done.
Are you not chill?
I feel like I'm a very, like, I need to go, go, go. Like, it's like, and that's not him. He's more of like, I'll go and then I'm going to just relax. Like, we got to take, he'd rather have like one weekend that we're busy and then the rest of the weekends that we're just like hanging around our area. But
I could see a world where, and I say this playfully, but I could see a world where you could at times be a lot. Because you're projecting your insecurities about the past relationship and you have this kind of go, go, go mentality and you're trying to, you're too afraid to set it down because it might break or something. And I think you just need to breathe a little bit and maybe, you know, I think it's good that you're still holding accountable, but take the time to enjoy the moments that you are enjoying, that he is spending a lot of time with their family and taking trips with their family and that, you know, even if your family is great, like it's usually not like the first thing people want to do.
So, just
keep talking and keep relaxing.
Take a chill pill.
It sounds like you know what I'm talking about. But yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't true.
It's okay. We all have to work on things, but don't push them away. But still, it's okay to ask him to sweep you off your feet every once in a while. I think you're going to be okay. Just breathe a little bit. And I think you're on the right path, but just keep doing that therapy.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How's it going?
Good. Thanks.
What's your name?
My name is Tori. I am 28 from Orange County, California.
How can I help, Tori?
So nothing too serious. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 6 months now. And he just got his first apartment. Before this, he had always lived with a bunch of guys in a very frat house-like environment.
Sure.
So
how old is
not
he?
A lot of furniture. He's 31.
Okay.
Not a lot of furniture, kind of. Like, it wasn't dirty, but it wasn't, you know.
There was definitely a futon somewhere in this place.
There definitely was, yes. So he's super proud of his new apartment. I'm super proud of him. I'm so happy he got it. But the issue is that he's still kind of in those fratty kind of ways.
How so?
It's just a little messy. He's not a dirty person, but he's a messy person.
Well, I got news for you. Most likely not changing.
It's the smell that comes with it, though.
Wait, well, that's not messy. That's filthy.
So,
what's causing the smell?
It's his, for example, he only has one set of sheets, so they get washed and put right back on the bed.
I mean, that's not the, why do we have to judge that? Like, what? That's pretty typical for the average heterosexual male, I think.
You're not wrong. But I've tried to talk to him about it and it doesn't.
But also like, what do you mean smell? I asked about smell and you said he has one set of sheets that he wrote.
It, So he's also a hot sleeper. And so he, it seeps, it just doesn't.
He runs hot and he sweats.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How often does he wash his sheets? Is he aware of this problem?
Once a week. I don't know. I've tried to bring it up, but he's also, it's this thing where he's like, I'm so proud of my new apartment. I want you to be proud of me too. And I am. So I'm kind of scared to be like,
those are two different issues. That's awesome that you're proud of him. I get that he's proud of himself. That's awesome. This is more of a personal, awkward conversation.
It is.
That sometimes couples have to have, you know, like,
if your boyfriend had
like, you know, breath issues, you know, and sometimes people can be unaware of their breath because, well, you know, and like having to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what this is. This has really nothing to do with his apartment.
I guess I'm just asking what the best way to bring it up would be, or what you think would be the best way to bring it up without straight just being like, your room smells really bad.
I don't think you have to worry about it too much. I could be wrong. It just, how sensitive is he?
I don't think he's super sensitive. It shows on his face when if I say something he doesn't like, and I get it. That's gonna happen.
He's got to deal with that. I mean, this is a new relationship. You've only been in for 6 months. You need to be okay, and you need to know how he's gonna handle disappointment. You recognize it's a potential sensitive issue, so you're not going to be a jerk about it. You're not going to try to embarrass him, and you're not going to laugh at him, and you're not going to call him out with his friends. And these are all things couples do to each other, by the way. So, you know, like, don't embarrass him around his friends. But like, when you're alone, you could first give him a bunch of, like, go buy him some sheets as a housewarming gift.
I've been waiting for the sheets from Macy's. They've been delayed for over 2 weeks now.
Okay. Well, maybe get him a couple and just say, and then, I don't know, is there something you're self-aware about that you have to, like, put in extra maintenance about, you know, as a woman or whatever that you have to...
I mean, as a woman, there's a ton.
Sure, but, like, I guess, is there something that maybe that you have to deal with more than your peers? Or something that you are self-conscious about?
Probably. I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind at the moment, but
I
don't probably. Know.
I guess just try to empathize with the guy, right? Just like,
right.
He runs hot when he sleeps. And if he doesn't wash his sheets more than once a week, it stinks up the room. This is not a big deal. He's a stinky guy. Like, I don't, I honestly, he might not even be bothered. Be like, listen, you need, if I want to know, you know, if I don't, what I don't want is to have my girlfriend or any girl over at my place, you know, if I was single, right?
Yeah.
And be unaware of how my house or room smells. Because I think do most people recognize that we aren't fully aware of how our places smell relative to like people who don't live there, right? Like when I leave for a week, I'm always like, and come home. Like, how's my house smell, Allie? But like sometimes I'm not there for a week. But anyways, I just like I'm self-conscious about that. And I would want to know if people were walking into my room and got a waft of like stank. And if I sweat at night, it's just not that embarrassing. But he should just do something about it. You know, there's such an easy solution to this too. Hey.
There is.
You just wash your sheets every other day. You know?
Yeah.
You know, some people like suffer from halitosis. And yeah, there's things you can do for that, but it's not as easy as washing your sheets.
No, that's very true.
You know, and it's easier to get more self-conscious about having like really bad breath that like it has something to do with like your digestive tract and it's hard to, you know, it's hard because you've tried and you've found solutions. You've been to doctors. There's nothing you can do, but you just know your breath is rank. This guy just sweats a little bit at night. I think it's a big red flag if you address it, you get him some sheets and you try to be like gracious, you don't try to embarrass him and he gets a little pissy about it, then I think it's a little bit of a red flag. I think he's allowed to get a little sensitive, but also say some version sooner than later of appreciation and thanks, babe. because all your, and just make sure you don't try to embarrass them.
No, and I absolutely don't want to do that.
And you're just kind of like, listen, I have to, like, sometimes I, again, show some vulnerability, like whatever it is. You just talk about some vulnerability you have. This is something I have to do, and it was really helpful for me when I became aware of it. So let's wash your seats every day, because, like, hey, listen, I love your Musk, but when you don't manage it, like, it fills up your room. I love you, but, like, let's deal with it. And the solution is simple. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's probably more on me bringing it up to him than anything. And
what
I kind of had a feeling. Like I said, I don't want to hurt his feelings. And I know I don't want to say anything that would embarrass him or anything like that. And so it's just, I think it's just me getting over that hurdle of actually bringing it up to him. That's,
I mean, the biggest difference between people who smell good and the people who don't is because the people who smell good take the time to smell good. Very few people are just naturally gifted with this, like, aroma body odor. I'm like, I'm sure there's some people out there who love to, like, talk about it and brag about it. Like, I don't wear anything and I smell amazing. It's like, okay, whatever. I don't know. Maybe you do. Or maybe people are just full of shit and you believe their bullshit. But people who smell good or have good breath or whatever, who are clean people, and they take the time to shower every day and wear cologne or perfume. And if they don't wear cologne, they whatever. They invest in smelling good. So if he gives a shit about, like, smelling good and having, he has to do something. He can't just naturally let it happen.
You're right. And I know he does. So
just come from a place of, like, now that you have a girlfriend, you have the benefit of knowing these things, because, like, you all fucking stink in your frat house, you know?
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine. It's a bigger red flag if he handles it like a little baby.
I don't believe he will.
I think you'll be fine.
I agree.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to send in your questions at asknick@castmedia.com, cast with K, and be sure to tune in on Wednesday for our best of 2021 year in review.